According to all modern knowledge, around 71% of the Earth is entirely ocean. Only an estimated 29% of Earth's surface is land. Given modern technological advancements, one might think that we have a good understanding of the sea. Yet more than 80% of the Earth's oceans are completely unexplored. We've resized computers to the size of a quarter, mapped the entire human genome, positioned over 5,000 satellites in orbit around Earth, visited the moon 6 times on foot, discovered billions upon billions of stars in our galaxy alone, and despite all of this, we still know very little about what lurks deep beneath the sea. One reason for this is that there's just so much of it that it's extremely challenging to explore, similarly to exploring space. At the surface, where light waves can still reach, plants can grow and perform photosynthesis, creating massive ecosystems teeming with thousands of species of wildlife, which we've studied for decades. Schools of fish and many of the known predators of the sea spend their days in these ecosystems unconcerned with what lives deep beneath them. The problem is that the deeper we go, the darker things become. Sunlight is lost to the vast, never-ending blackness that appears to stretch downward forever. Venturing towards the darkness, we discover the firmament where the light stops. Hundreds of feet above, the ocean's surface has disappeared entirely. We levitate between all things known and all things undiscovered. The darkness beneath beckons. The anticipation of discovery, coupled with the fear of the unknown, overwhelms us. We must go deeper. Crossing the firmament, the senses humans rely on begin to wane rapidly, save for the all-consuming sensation of bitter cold. The weight of hundreds of billions of gallons of water violently crushes most of the animal kingdom, us included. Deeper still, there is no sight, no sound, no smell. Salt water forces itself down the throat and chokes the lungs. The excruciating pain of icy water crushes every inch of the human body as the almighty deep seeks to reclaim its space from unwary travelers. But we must go deeper until the vast darkness destroys us, for it is here that we discover it is infinite. The deep, a Lovecraftian horror, expands outward beyond human comprehension and knows not of human desire or emotion, only of itself. Awestruck and devoid of all understanding, the mind splits apart and breaks down until nothing remains. Yet we continue deeper, consumed by the desperate need for answers and the terrifying realization that we can never return from whence we came. The body dies. Blood fills the nostrils as arteries rupture. Nerves fail and bones crumble to dust. Organs burst. We are consumed by endless agony and cosmic terror, yet we must continue, for who else will journey deeper to discover what's out here? The body is gone, and with it, time itself fades away. We enter into an infinite present, being eternally consumed by the deep forever. All that remains is the rest of the human condition. Joy, sadness, boredom, guilt, awe, fear, confusion, regret, remorse, shame, despair, deception, betrayal, and pain. Pain no living human has ever felt before, equally met with an excruciating sense of loss as we grieve the death of who we once were. And it is here, in the horrifying infinite deep, that you find me, Leviathan. Welcome to the deep.